I told you that I was going to tell you what Nikki Haley's grand plan, what her strategy is going forward. And that no one else has figured it out yet. I have figured it out. And who she's emulating, who she's modeling herself after. Nikki Haley is not going to drop out of the race following a double-digit loss in New Hampshire. And she's going to lose in South Carolina, and she's not going to drop out after South Carolina either. She's going to stay in the race. She's going to follow the model of George Bush. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute. I don't recall W, having the situation. No, not George W. Bush. And not the presidential campaign of his dad either in 1988. Nikki Haley is following the George Bush of 1980, who at the time was an ambassador, had been ambassador to China, director of the CIA, UN ambassador, congressman, et cetera, et cetera. It held all sorts of jobs, usually for just a couple of years. But he was Ronald Reagan's chief antagonist. Ronald Reagan was the conservative choice, and we were told by the media, someone who's too conservative and too divisive, too controversial to be elected to national office. And so George Bush ran as a leader, quote, a leader we won't have to train, close quote. And he ran on two basic platforms. The first is that Jimmy Carter was a failure and had to be replaced, and B, that he could win. He could win a national election. That was the George Bush platform. That is, if you think about it, what Nikki Haley is doing. Here's Nikki Haley last night in New Hampshire. After congratulating Donald Trump for winning, saying he earned his victory, she says this.
The question is, who's going to fix it? With Donald Trump, Republicans have lost almost every competitive election. We lost the Senate. We lost the House. We lost the White House. We lost in 2018. We lost in 2020. And we lost in 2022. The worst kept secret in politics is how badly the Democrats want to run against Donald Trump. Yeah. They know Trump is the only Republican in the country who Joe Biden can defeat.
All right, so she's not criticizing his politics. She's not criticizing his views. She's not criticizing his stands, even though they don't agree on everything. She's simply saying Biden is a failure, like Jimmy Carter was a failure. And Donald Trump is too risky. He's the one guy who can lose. I'll win. I'm more reasonable. I can win a national election. Now, after Ronald Reagan flattened George Bush in New Hampshire and went on to roll on victory after victory after victory, did George Bush get out of the race? No. Even after it was a foregone conclusion that George Bush in 1980 was not going to come back and defeat Ronald Reagan, he stayed in the race. And he ended up being selected as Reagan's running mate. Now, you will notice that Nikki Haley has been asked probably 427 times, would you accept the vice presidency from Donald Trump? And she says, I'm not running for vice president. I'm not interested in vice president. I'm running for president. That is what George Bush said time after time after. I'm not running. I'm not interested. I'm running to lead this country. Okay? So Reagan ended up with, let's see, 44 victories. Not bad out of 50 states. 44. Bush won only 6 contests. And, you know, back then, Bush was seen as the moderate alternative to Trump. So he won the Iowa caucuses. And then he eventually won the state of Maine, where he spent his summers. And he won a couple of other northeastern states, and he won Michigan. And that was it. Reagan won every state in the West, in the Northwest, the West Coast, the Mountain West, the Southwest. He won every state in the Midwest except Iowa. He won every state in the South. It was never in doubt. But Bush stayed in the race because he knew, number one, if he got a few victories, that he could claim that he would be a good regional balance to the ticket. And, you know, Reagan's from out west and Bush is your patrician East Coast guy. You know, prep school, Yale, you know, Kennebunkport. Yes, it's true. He moved out to Texas to try and establish his political identity out there. But he was very much a patrician Yankee. Oh, always was. Always had that reputation. And sure enough, Reagan, after briefly flirting with the idea at the national convention of picking former President Ford as a running mate, which would have been a disaster, and Reagan quickly realized it after Gerald Ford had suggested that a co-presidency would be a good idea. The Reagan people said, oh, no, not a good idea. And so Reagan went to the convention and said, I'm selecting George Bush. So ideologically, he unites the party. Regionally, he unites the party. And Nikki Haley is going to stay in this contest now that she's the only one left. And she will say, well, let's see, Nikki Haley, she balances the ticket in terms of gender. She balances it in terms of generation. She's hands down more qualified for national leadership than Kamala Harris, who would be her counterpart on the campaign trail. And she manages to appeal to sectors of the electorate that Donald Trump does need to win, that Trump doesn't appeal to as much, such as, say, suburban women. And that's her blueprint. She wants to be in 2024 what George Bush was in 1980. She'll deny it. But to me, it's all but clear. This is who she's going to, that's the model she's going to follow. That's why she's not going to be dropping out even if she loses in South Carolina, even while Trump continues to roll up majorities, even though she'll be under pressure, because she knows that she's under pressure to leave from people who really don't like her and don't want her to be part of the ticket. But unless Nikki Haley is, here's how you know that Nikki Haley is keeping her options open to be Trump's VP, basically to push him, to force him, all but force him to pick her as VP. If she is roundly defeated in South Carolina, there is no reason for her to continue. None. She has no chance. The only reason to stay in the race is in case something awful, disastrous happens to President Trump. And then other people would re-enter the race at that point, and she would have a built-up advantage. But the only other reason for Nikki Haley to stay in the race after South Carolina, when she loses her home state, is to make her the inevitable balancing act for the ticket. That's what she is going to try and do. That's what she's up to. And I'll say this, it worked for George Bush. He got on people's nerves when he wouldn't get out of the race, but he just kept plugging along. And he ended up president of the United States.